Now, back to Brian Bushlack's Business Briefing on FM News 101 KXL.
And before he takes off for the desert, Patrick Stone, the president and CEO of Williston Financial Group and WFG National Title, joining us here to talk about the economy. And, Pat, I mentioned this before the break. Very interesting story in Wednesday's Wall Street Journal on the difference between what are already record low mortgage interest rates and the mortgage-backed bonds they trade behind these securities. Now, they say that by historical numbers, rates should be on a 30-year fixed mortgage as low as 3.4%. What gives here?
Well, that's a really, really good question, and I'm not sure, Brian, anybody actually has clarity as to what is happening. But if you look at the spread between the average 30-year fixed rate mortgage and mortgage-backed securities, it does vary from time to time based on underlying economic conditions. It hasn't been as high as it is right now, other than in early 2009 when we had the meltdown. That's the only time that the spread has been as high as it is now, which is a little over 1%, about 1.02%. Historically, it's about 0.4%, maybe half a percent. So I think we're seeing some uncertainty caused by unease in the world financial markets, the European situation. A lot of people are pointing fingers at consolidation within the mortgage industry and the big banks, and saying that consolidation of control over the mortgage business by the big banks results in higher processing fees. I'm less inclined to think that's the case. I do think there's some credibility to the assertion that this is in reaction to added processing cost, added underwriting cost. I think there's some credibility to that. Every lender I know is expending additional dollars running more in-depth processes to qualify people to underwrite loans. So there's some additional upfront cost. I also think there's a little anxiety over where the regulatory efforts are going. The CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, is still undergoing rulemaking around the mortgage industry. The extent, the depth and breadth of this rulemaking is truly outstanding. I went to a conference a couple of weeks ago in Utah, a housing finance conference. We spent a whole day going over all the proposed legislation, and I was absolutely stunned by how far-reaching the effort is. Now, on the plus side, it does appear that common sense is starting to exert itself, that we are going to see rules that have a chance of being practical. But there will be some adjustments to the rules as they're implemented and found to be needing tweaking, if you will. But that rulemaking process will probably still go on all the way through the election, and maybe, depending on how the election goes, into next spring. So we've got about a year left to get the rules finalized, and it's probably take another year after that to see clarity and refinements on those rules, because as they implement them, they'll find things that don't work. So you've got the European situation, which is upsetting the international financial market and the mortgage-backed security market and just funding in general. You've got the rulemaking, which is causing additional anxiety, and then you've got the heightened level of underwriting. So the spread probably reflects some of that. But having said all that, Brian, since early 2009, it got back down to normal a couple times, and then it went back up in the latter part of 2010, back down the first half of 2011, and then started back up again. So it is perplexing. It does cost, candidly, it's costing the consumer maybe 0.4% to 0.5% on their mortgages, which is a lot of money over the life of a mortgage.
Yeah, it sure is. And you spoke about rulemaking, Pat. Another interesting story in the Journal, front page story, I believe Tuesday, Wednesday this past week, on the Federal Reserve and what they're doing behind closed doors. It's a very interesting time in our nation's history to see what's happening as a result of the meltdown. And this, it's almost like a regulatory backlash now that, quite frankly, I believe is going to be too little too late, or it's going to make things worse.
Well, yeah, I can't argue that point. I would say that part of the problem of what we're experiencing right now, as I've said before on your program, is a result of over half of all debt being unregulated or in unregulated instruments, and that that created a access to credit that resulted in this country being leveraged up like never before. And we're still experiencing the aftermath of that. When I speak when we talk and I speak sort of, I guess it would be pessimistically about how fast the economy will recover, that's in part because the consumer, the government, and everybody's leveraged up to the hilt. We're leveraged up because credit was so easy, and credit was so easy because there was a total absence of regulation on over half the instruments used to provide credit. So is regulation necessary? I think it probably is. Is this an overreaction? Absolutely, Brian. There's no question in my mind that we're trying to fix every problem instantaneously, and that never works. So we are, and then, you know, this, you know, I'm waxing philosophic now, Brian, but the fact is we have come to rely on government to fix the problems, and they can't, and they won't. You know, they'll give it their best effort. I think there's a lot of well-intentioned people. I think a lot of regulation will be formulated that has a real good purpose, but it's being done by people that aren't living the business day to day, and so when it's implemented, it'll have to be changed. So we're going to undergo probably, as I said earlier, a 3 or 4 year process here where we, you know, we get back on our feet, we get a little bit deleveraged from all the debt, but we also go through a fairly painful realignment of our regulations so that what we're doing as a country and how we operate makes some sense and is sustainable.
Yeah, I agree. Pat Stone, the president and CEO of Williston Financial Group and WFG National Title, joining us. And, you know, it's been a mild winter, Pat, and I mentioned earlier the cliche, all real estate is local, couldn't be more true. This winter, it's been very mild here in the Portland market, other than a brief skiff of snow there about a month ago. Has that impacted the market?
Yeah, I think the market's I think the market here and in a lot of places has benefited from a little bit more milder winter. Resales are up a little bit. Refis are up because rates are down. So I think there is a sense of optimism. There's more people out. We've certainly seen a decline in the listing inventory both here and nationally. So yeah, I think there is a positive effect from it. And but I think there's also maybe just, and you and I've talked about this both on your program and over lunch, there does seem to be sort of a general determination emerging, a psychological determination emerging in our economy. And I think it's in part because this has been going on long enough. We've all kind of decided, well, that's the way it is, and we're going to work our way through it. I think it's also in part because we know now that we're not only going to survive, but, you know, actually things are looking pretty good for the United States when you look around the world. This is an economy that still has innovation. It still has a lot of people that are focused on the future. You know, so I think there is a general let's go forward psyche now that's causing people to do things, including buy real estate.
That's encouraging. Pat Stone, the president and CEO of Williston Financial Group and WFG National Title. Thanks for joining us, Pat. When we come back, we'll talk more about the world of business in Oregon wine country with Joe Dobbs. Stay with us.